The next patient is Anna Maria, is the first name. A-N-N-A-M-A-R-I-A. The last name is Ponsler, P-O-N-S-L-E-R. Clinical case of a 63-year-old white female that suffers from a complex regional pain syndrome. And she has a pain pump that has to be replaced. The patient went to the primary care physician, and he noticed that in September of the year 2021, the patient had a serum creatinine that was 0.7. And in the first part of March the 3rd, 2022, the serum creatinine is 1.9. The patient doesn't claim taking any medications different from the ones that she has been prescribed for a lengthy period of time that include dextromethorphan, gabapentin, levothyroxine, magnesium, metaxalone, M-E-T-A-X-A-L-O-N-E, 800 milligrams as needed, and tramadol, 50 milligrams along with Tylenol, arthritis. She takes probably 6 to 8 a day. Because of the deterioration of the kidney function, the patient was sent to the office. And we had the opportunity to review the CBC. There is no evidence of anemia. The urinalysis is completely clean. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Being otherwise asymptomatic, I think that the patient is a moderate risk, if any, for intervention and replacement of the stimulator. The clearance was sent to the proposed surgical center according to the patient's instructions. In any event, we are going to repeat the laboratory workup. We are going to do the workup for the acute kidney injury, and we'll reevaluate the case afterwards. We spend 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and in the documentation, we spend 7 minutes.